Tuesday marks the 7th anniversary of the death of Václav Havel. The former president remains a much respected figure in this country, even though his quotes are often used to help delineate the current divide in Czech society. Several commemorative events are taking place across the Czech Republic, including those that seek to bring Havel closer through his works. Tom McEncroe has the story.
7 years after his death, Václav Havel remains a figure very much alive in political discourse. Not always as a rallying point, however. His quotes, such as "Truth and love must prevail against lies and hatred," have become a motto for some and a derogatory term for others. Ondřej Škrabal is one of the organisers of a public event commemorating Tuesday's 7th anniversary of the former president's death. He says that instead of carrying any political message, he and his colleagues want to keep Havel's legacy alive.
For us, is the main goal to turn back to the source, to Havel's text. And I'm not sure whether people read them, actually, these days, because Havel has become a label, a political star with some negative connotation for some people, and very few people read actually what he has written. Those other texts, artistic texts and others.
Škrabal and his colleagues are holding an event at Prague's Alfred Vedvode Theatre, where anyone can go and read their own selected passage from Havel's works. Another event taking place on Tuesday, titled Svíčka pro Havla, or A Candle for Václav Havel, brings together a number of Havel's former colleagues and prominent admirers. It too includes selected readings of the former president's texts, as well as a church service and musical entertainment. A more politically loaded event takes place in the evening hours. Srdce na hrad, or Heart into the Castle, is an annual rally that carries a large handcrafted heart to Hradčany Square, located just in front of Prague Castle. It is expected to gather a few hundred followers. Jiří Bareš, one of the men behind the march, is quoted on the events page as saying that the heart will be brought to the square on every anniversary until it can be handed over to a person that deserves to be in the castle. Meanwhile, official circles, ranging from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to President Miloš Zeman's spokesman Jiří Ovčáček, have tweeted statements and pictures honouring the former head of state. Miss Sabina Tančevová was Václav Havel's secretary in the last years of his life. She remembers him particularly fondly as a good boss who inspired loyalty and motivation.
His voice is certainly missing any sort of stance to current affairs. In the last years of his life, he avoided making statements, but I believe he would always say something when it was a matter of grave importance.
V momentě, když jde o něco zásadního.